The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse with top personal brand coach and leadership presence guru, Rasheryl McCrary. Rasheryl teaches executives and entrepreneurs how to build their personal brands and increase their influence in ways that drive personal and organizational success. Now she's ready to help you. It's time to expand your brand. Here's Rasheryl McCrary.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse. I am your host, Rasheryl McCrary, and I am the president of Dow Leadership Development. Now, I am a certified leadership coach and a certified personal brand strategist, and over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them discover, communicate, and leverage their authentic personal brand. Now, for those of you who may not be familiar with personal branding, or maybe you're just new to the show, a personal brand is your unique promise of value. It's your unique combination of skills, strengths, values, and creative abilities. And personal branding is the process by which we unearth and cultivate your personal brand. Now, each week here on The Leader and the Muse, we will be discussing personal branding through the lens of my Brand You program. Now, that's Brand Y-O-U, which means brand your own uniqueness. And it's really designed to help leaders and entrepreneurs unearth and leverage their authentic personal brand. Now, in the Brand You program, I have developed a four-step process to jumpstarting your brand, and the four steps go this way. So the first step is excavate, and that is a journey of self-reflection. Sometimes I use an external assessment tool or some sort of internal exercises that really help you unearth your unique qualities. The second step of the Brand You program is clarify. And that's where we sift through all of the data that we gather in the excavate phase, and we boil that data down to its essential elements. So it becomes very clear what your big differentiator is. It also becomes very clear who your target audience is. The third step of the Brand You program is embody. And that's where we look at the actual skills and practices that amplify your brand. Now, in this embody phase, that's where your what I call your brand pie is right there, big slice of brand pie. And that is your presence, your image, and your environment. All of that we address in the embody phase. And then the fourth and final phase of the Brand You program is leverage. Leverage. And that's where we identify low impact, high value actions that launch your brand out into the world in ways that drive success. That's where the strategy, the planning, the action plan, all of that happens in leverage. So each week we will be exploring various aspects of this process with our guest. So this week I am so thrilled to have our guest, Tira McKelvey. She is a social media and business development expert. She's the founder and CEO of Rendezvous Strategies, a boutique marketing consultancy to help bring companies and their clients together. Now, Tira offers a results-driven insight into digital media and communications, and her seasoned background includes public relations, marketing, business development, and strategic execution at firms including WorldCom, Starbucks, Flying Spot Entertainment, and WorkTank Interactive Agency. Natira works with her clients to identify their target markets, and then she develops powerful strategies to help reach those markets. Now, some of the topics that Tira addresses in seminars and workshops she delivers are things such as using social media to grow your business, how to get the most out of blogging, finding your target market and converting them into sales, successful content for social media, and how to leverage your business on LinkedIn and Facebook. So needless to say, Tira today is going to be talking about how you leverage your personal brand using social media. So Tira, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Rochelle. I am very well. Thanks for having me.
I am so thrilled to have you, and I am so excited because today's show is entitled Build Your Brand with Social Media, and we're going to be exploring how social media can be used as a powerful tool for not only building your brand, but helping you with networking and business development, and we'll be talking about some really specific strategies that listeners and the audience can use to really help build their brand. So I'm really excited about our conversation. But first, Tira, I would like to start with the question I ask every single guest. How did you become brand Tira McGelvey? How did that happen?
Wow. It started about 15 years ago. I started off in sales for companies like WorldCom and Starbucks. And I learned very quickly how to build relationships with my clients and how to turn those relationships into sales. And from there, I just leveraged that knowledge and what I learned into becoming director of communications for Flying Spot and for WorkTank. And from there, I handled all the marketing and all the PR and all the business development and all the unique ways of getting the company out there and the product and service, whether it be through articles or press releases or social media. So it's a diverse background that I think has gotten me to where I am today, and I just love doing what I'm doing. So
that is so wonderful. And Tira, what what sort of sparked your interest in sales communication? I mean, what was your major in college? What things are you interested in? I mean, how did you get into the field?
Yeah, so I majored in communications with an emphasis.
Okay.
With communications with an emphasis in public relations and broadcast communications. So I did a lot of the television shows in college, and learned all about press and media and how to get in front of people. So I kind of have that under my belt. And then I have a competitive edge in me because I played collegiate basketball as well. So I think there's always been this competitive drive to go out and in my business now, find those target markets and then convert them into sales. So that's what's, blending the sales background, the competitive background, and then the social media and marketing and all of that. It's just, for me, every new client I have, it's so much fun to figure out, okay, how are we going to go win this one? How are we going to go get it? So I kind of always have that drive. So.
Well, good. And so, Tira, now what, were you an employee at WorldCom and Starbucks?
Yes, I was. I started off early. I mean, that was a while ago. Mm-hmm. So I was in sales in telecom back a long time ago when it started, and quickly became number one sales rep for those the telecom industry for WorldCom and for McLeod. And I was asked to train sales teams because of how I was able to get in front of clients. People couldn't figure out how I was able to build these relationships. And you can't really teach somebody how to have those personal skills, but you can teach them how to build those relationships and how to do those unique things to stand out and be, to be recognized from those clients, because people buy from people. So you want to make sure to leverage that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so Tira, so how did you make the leap from being an employee with WorldCom or Starbucks or wherever you were to actually founding an agency? And I ask you this question because many times my clients and I suspect, obviously the audience, are folks who are in a corporate environment. They are, working for, a great Fortune 500 or in some role within an organization. And, there's a desire at some point to perhaps step out into their own consultancy or start their own business doing something else. And so I would love for you to share with the audience how you sort of made that leap from being an employee to sort of starting your own agency with Rendezvous or some other agencies you may have started.
Yeah. No, Rendezvous is my one and only
okay.
for now. We'll see what happens in the future. I've been very, very lucky. About 4 years ago, I was pregnant with my first child, Addison, and decided that would be a good time to start up my own company because then I could have the flexibility to be mom and then do the things that I love to do on my own schedule. So that started about 4 years ago, and I'm happy to say now with two kids, I'm able to successfully run Rendezvous and help my clients and then be a mom as well. And I think that diversity of mom and woman and athlete and entrepreneur and social media guru mm-hmm. has really helped me, you know, with my clients because a lot of my clients, I'm their target market,
right?
Just automatically.
Right.
So I started it about 4 years ago, and I just love what I'm doing. And you know, each new client allows me to get out and exercise the brain and come up with new ideas. So it's been really a pleasure.
Great. And so really, then it sounds like what you're saying is, you know, the thing that really gave you the courage to start your own agency is that, you know, as many professional women or working women have to sort of navigate is, you know, having children and managing that business and work. So sort of born of necessity, it sounds like, with Rendezvous.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it wasn't a path I had to go down. I was having job offers from other firms, but you know, in the end, you know, I want to be a mom and I want to be able to work and to have that balance under my own schedule and be my own boss is priceless. So, yeah. And there's a lot of working women that are balancing that act right now. And, you know, it's tough. I mean, being a mom is a tough job and, owning your own business is a tough job, but, you know, having the balance between the two is just, it's been very rewarding for me. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. And what, so is there any one bit of advice you would give those busy working professionals listening who are sort of in the back of their mind, they're thinking, I really one day would like to set up a marketing firm, or I really one day I'd like to run my own shop. Any few words of advice you'd like to share with them?
I mean, life's too short to do stuff that you don't like to do. So go find your calling and then create something around it. You know, I mean, I've had 15 years of sales and marketing and PR, and, you know, I started Rendezvous and I plucked the things that I love most, like people and networking and, you know, finding ways to get in front of, I'm just a natural at that. So creating Rendezvous, I get up to go to work every day and I'm like, I just love my job and love what I do. And so if I have any advice for anybody, you know, life's short. Start up your own business or on the side of what you're currently doing and test out the waters. And, you know, you'll be amazed with what you can find in yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. That is great advice, Tiara. Great advice. Life is very short. So good. So today, our focus is going to be, and we're about to go to a break in about another minute or so, but our focus today is on using social media to build your brand and to, you know, develop your business. And so as we go into break, Tiara, can you just give maybe a little bit of a sense of the difference between traditional media, which you've worked in because you've been in the industry long enough, and social media? Like, what's one big difference that you see? And then we will jump back into that conversation after the break.
Yeah, the outreach of millions of people with one click.
Yeah.
So I think that's a long and short answer of it. I mean, social media is the new way of connecting with all of your target markets. So, and I'm really excited to talk about that because there are so many fun, unique ways for businesses to get in front of clients. So,
yeah. And I think that, you know, not only are you getting in front of tons of people with one click, but you're also able to have a conversation, right? You're able to connect and have a conversation in a way that I suspect, I mean, I'm not an expert, but I suspect was not as possible 15 years ago when we were just in traditional media. So,
I mean, conversation versus, you know, people reading your content too, right? Because social media, you're not literally talking to somebody, but they're going to be reading what you're posting and they're going to be looking at you as a credible source to go to. So,
absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. So great. So it's time for us to take a short break. And this is Cheryl McCreary, your host of The Leader in the Muse. I am talking today with Tira McElvey. She's a social media guru and business development expert. She's also the CEO of Rendezvous Strategies. And you are listening to The Leader in the Muse on Voice America Business Channel. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When it comes to business,
you'll find the experts here.
Voice America Business Network. Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
What does a visual workplace mean to you? How does it contribute to operational excellence? And what steps do you take to put it powerfully in place? Listen to The Visual Workplace, Work That Makes Sense, to find out. Each week, Dr. Gwendolyn Galsworth, visual workplace expert and award-winning author, shares tools and strategies to help you make the workplace speak at a glance without saying a word. Learn to work safer, faster, better, and at far less cost, no matter what business you're in. Tune in to The Visual Workplace every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Cheryl McCreary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Cheryl McCreary, your host of The Leader in the Muse. And today's guest is Tira McElvey. She's a social media guru and business development expert. And she is the founder and CEO of Rendezvous Strategies. So make sure you go right over to Tira at rendezvousstrategies.com to learn more about her. And I'll spell that for you. It's T-H-Y-R-A at rendezvous, R-E-N-D-E-Z-V-O-U-S, strategies.com. And we'll be announcing that website and link to Tira later in the show as well. So Tira, we're back from the break. And right before the break, we were talking about social media. And so I think it's great to sort of set up for the audience, although, you know, most people, I mean, everyone knows or has used the term social media and sort of knows what it is. But it's important, I think, to remember that media is an instrument of communication, right? And just like the newspaper or the radio, social media is a social instrument of communication. And one of the things we talked about before the break was sort of the difference between traditional media, so, you know, newspapers and magazines and television, and social media, sort of this new media world we live in. And can you just sort of recap sort of maybe some big distinctions between traditional media and social media? You mentioned one big one right before the break.
Yeah, I mean, reaching masses of people, with one click or with one post on your wall or one tweet, is a really good way of getting out there. And, you know, what's changed from the past to the future is mobile and portable content. So all these social media sites have links on, you know, and apps on your smartphones. So if you're out at a restaurant or on an airplane, I mean, people are on their phones constantly and they're reading, you know, Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, or they're reading the news and they're finding different ways of getting content. So it's really important for businesses to get in front of those readers.
Yeah. Yeah. And one distinction that I heard that I thought was really interesting, and I don't know where I saw this quote, but I saw this quote that says something like, you know, regular media like newspaper or listening to something on television is more of a one-way street where you're just sort of reading it, you're observing it, you're absorbing it as an audience. And you don't really have the ability to give thoughts on the matter when you think about traditional media. But social media is a two-way street where there's content being given, whether it's on the web, whether it's even now, you know, TV has gotten in on the act and newspapers have gotten in on the act. But with social media, it becomes a two-way street where there's this direct communication between communicator and the audience. So I just thought that was a really interesting way to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now with this two-way street, why should an executive say, an entrepreneur I think is a little bit more, obvious, but why would an executive or an entrepreneur who may be listening to this show, why do they need to use social media? Many times my clients are just, they're so busy, they're slammed with their businesses or with, you know, with their work life and their family life. Why is social media important, an important tool?
Well, it's in our everyday lives right now, whether we like to admit it or not. I mean, everyone has smartphones and computers and technology that opens the door to these channels. And I know a lot of my clients are intimidated by some of the social media platforms and, oh my gosh, what should we post and how do we keep up with it? And there are so many different tools and so many different ways of creating a successful social media campaign and, you know, producing new clients from it. So,
right. And I know that you have lots of information about the sort of the three sort of big boys in the social media world. So Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering, can you give us some stats around, you know, what makes these three social media platforms distinct, or sort of give us an overview of Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, so we have a sense of these sort of big giants and how they might be used, who might use them.
It's a good question. I mean, from a high level standpoint, I mean, Facebook just this month reached 1 billion active users. You know, and they have people that are on there that are liking, you know, 1 trillion likes and 219 billion photos uploaded and 17 billion location tag posts. People are checking in, you know, 17 billion people are checking in. So, I mean, and 600 million mobile users. I mean, Facebook is a huge platform. And if you don't have a business presence on Facebook, you're missing out on people talking about you, checking in, linking to you. It's an amazing platform to reach a lot of different people. On the flip side, some people are like, well, my target market isn't on Facebook, you know, and LinkedIn.
Who is the average user of Facebook?
Well, it varies with Facebook. I mean, the average user is usually around 22 years old, but that's been increasing over the years because there's more and more businesses that are using Facebook to promote their products. So, you know, I mean, LinkedIn is more for the older demographic and more the business savvy and the affluent business owners. They say that they're the largest professional network on the internet, and they have over 175 million members, and they're in over 200 countries. Their average demographic is about 44 years old, and they kind of say that that platform is the best social network for lead generation.
And, you say lead generation for my execs, what do you mean when you say that?
Well, just driving business, getting people to know what it is that you do, because they have a whole business section now where you can add your business on LinkedIn and you can brand it with your, you know, I call it the billboard for your company, and you can talk about your services. And then once you're taught how to use LinkedIn, you're able to connect with a lot of different people. And I love LinkedIn from the standpoint where you can join groups and you can ask questions. I mean, LinkedIn is beautiful how they have it all set up. So,
wow. So you said that the average user on LinkedIn is 44 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So that's at the sort of the tail end of the baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
And, And I thought that you said something about, or maybe in the notes I was looking at beforehand, that there's a fast growing demographic of students and recent college graduates who are showing up on LinkedIn.
Yeah, LinkedIn's becoming a really, really good place to post jobs and find jobs. So it is currently the fastest demographic, our students and college graduates with over 20 million people. I guess to kind of fit with that, over 2 million companies have linked in company pages. And LinkedIn
wow.
just added a new tab for businesses to post jobs. And I think it's called the Careers tab. So you can post jobs, you can post employers that are working with you, and you can see how many connections away you are to the people that are affiliated with your company. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different strategies that you can use to find employees, as well as, you know, let people know about your products and services.
Okay, that's really good to know. And LinkedIn also represents a more educated and affluent membership than, say, Facebook? If you're thinking about, okay, where do I want to spend my time? If I'm a busy exec or entrepreneur and I want to, market my products and services, and I'm trying to distinguish between, do I need to be on Facebook? Where's my target audience? Or do I need to be on LinkedIn? LinkedIn obviously is quite a bit older for average user. And do you also see a difference in terms of education and affluence with LinkedIn members, or is that not?
Yeah, I mean, I think LinkedIn is more for the established affluent user, whereas Facebook is the younger demographic. However, both of them, I encourage my clients to get on both, and you don't have to have a huge presence. You just need to have a presence, especially on Facebook, because all these check-in statistics and, you know, I mean, we can talk later on in the segment about some fun ways of getting people to like your page. Mm-hmm. But yeah, LinkedIn is good from a business standpoint. And then also, if you're a business owner or you want to grow credibility, LinkedIn offers some great opportunities and platforms on their answers and questions tab, where you can go in and answer questions that other people ask, or you can post questions and you can join these conversations. And, I encourage clients to really become a part of that, because then people will see your answers and write your questions, and they'll be like, oh, this person really knows what they're doing. And every time you get involved in those conversations, you're getting your name in front of people. So
right, right. Great. And so let's talk a little bit, give us an overview of Twitter. So, you know, sort of the same kind of overview you've given us in terms of the demographic and how many people are on Twitter. Twitter just, it feels a little overwhelming to me. I just have to admit personally, and I know my clients feel the same way, but tell us about Twitter.
Yeah, well, Twitter, you know, they kind of keep their statistics close at hand because, a lot of the facts and data that come out, they say they have 500 million accounts, and they say 30% of Twitter users have an income of over 100 grand or more. So demographics, it ranges between, it's just like Facebook, you know, you have anywhere from 20 to 40-year-olds. Mm-hmm. But Twitter is more that quick fix, that quick post.
Right.
And, you know, I personally, my preference is Facebook and LinkedIn. But Twitter is great because you can sync your Facebook and you can sync your blog and you can sync. So if I post something on Facebook, it's automatically going to post on my Twitter. So a lot of people that are intimidated by, you know, oh my gosh, how do I manage all of these social media sites? Well, there's Hootsuite and there's all these different platforms and different ways that you can sync your content so that you're posting it on one platform, but it also posts on all your other ones as well.
Okay, great. So there's a way then to sort of make this manageable if you're really busy. Software or systems, automated systems you can set up to really make this whole bit manageable, is what it sounds like.
Yeah,
okay.
There are.
Okay, great. So it sounds like, all of these three different social media platforms, each offer something that's distinctly different. Obviously, they're different brands.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what I'm wondering is, before you ever jump onto LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter, you need some content, right? You need to have some voice, some content, something you know, a product or service in a way that you're talking it, communicating it, and selling it, or you know, or else do you suggest people just? And we're heading into a break in just a moment, but or do you suggest that people just you know jump out there as soon as they sort of have their idea for a business?
No, I definitely think you need to have a social media strategy put into place. I mean, you need to know the voice that you're putting out there and who you're speaking to, because, you know, if you're wanting to grow your business, you're needing to speak the language of your target market. And, you know, you want to make sure that your target market's going to share your content and, you know, provide contests and opportunities for them to help you grow your social media likes and followers and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, we can talk about content and some different ideas on what to produce and what to put up. And, I mean, in all of the platforms that we're going to talk about today with Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, before you do any content, you have to make sure that it's branded with all of your products and services, because you don't want to go out and start generating leads that, well, you can call them leads. I call them leads because anybody that starts liking and following my page starts to know who I am and what I do. But, you know, anytime you start generating likes and followers and that, you want to make sure they know who you are and have all of your, you know, your Facebook has a cover image and you've got the service tabs and same thing with LinkedIn and Twitter's branded. So
Good. So we'll come back after the break and we'll talk about that. So it's time for us to take a short break. This is Rasheryl McCreary. My guest is Tira McGelvey, and she is the CEO of Rendezvous Strategies. You can learn more about her at rendezvousstrategies.com. And you are listening to Leader in the Muse on Voice America Business Channel. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Are you a business innovator, or are you just sitting on the sidelines? Tune in every week for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Host Bonnie D. Graham talks to a cross-section of the movers and shakers who are leading by example. They will share best practices and innovative ideas to keep you thinking and moving along with the best. Join us for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Are you looking for innovative ideas on how to achieve your financial dreams? Tune in to Empirical Investing Radio every Thursday afternoon at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. Join certified financial planners Ken Smith and Ethan Broga to learn how you can obtain financial success. You'll be entertained while you discover techniques to alleviate your financial concerns. Empirical Investing Radio every Thursday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rasheryl McCreary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
And we're back. This is Rasheryl McCreary, your host of The Leader in the Muse. And I'm speaking today with Tira McGelvey. She is the CEO of Rendezvous Strategies, and she is a social media guru and business development expert. And Tira, right before the break, we were talking about, how to build your brand using social media, but specifically, we had just begun to talk about, you know, whether or not you should jump onto social media without having sort of a plan or an idea around content. So I want to circle back to that question. So you said, obviously, no, don't just jump onto social media without a plan. So I want to ask you, what are sort of the three things you need to have in place before you really jump out there on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook in a big way?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing would be to definitely discover who your target market is and identify who you're going to be speaking to. So that would be the first step.
Okay. Great. And what would be number two, do you think?
Yeah, the second would be, you know, like I mentioned before the segment, would be to brand your social media platforms. So that is Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. They all offer platforms for you to put your logo and your brand colors, and you can put service tabs, and you can custom build pages that, you know, tell everybody what your company does. Facebook has a great platform for that. So that would be the next step.
So now when you say brand your social media, I mean, you can brand Facebook or your Twitter page. So does it look almost like a website, or is it sort of an extension of your website, or,
It does. It's like an extension of your website. Using some, you know, you definitely want to keep within your brand and your mm-hmm. brand voice. Every company out there has a brand personality. So mm-hmm. you have, you know, your color scheme, what your voice is, who you are to your audience. Mm-hmm. So you definitely want to get that across on all your social media platforms. A good example, if you want an example for Facebook, one of our favorite pages is Because LLC. Mm-hmm. And it's BECAUZ LLC. The way they've branded their page is just fabulous because they have a huge cover image, which I consider I call those billboards. Mm-hmm. And then you can have up to 12 tabs or app buttons underneath that cover image. Mm-hmm. And if you click on any of those, you can see they look like a website, but it's Facebook. So you mm-hmm. can really make them stand out and be really impressed. So, yeah.
Great. And this is something that your firm does, right, Tira?
Oh, yeah. That's the fun stuff.
Okay. Okay.
We create the cover images and all the content and the app buttons and for all the social media platforms. But that's the fun stuff.
Okay, great. And so then the third thing, so target market, first you got to figure out your target market. Two, mm-hmm. you've got to, you know, make sure you're branded across all of these social media platforms that you're on. So mm-hmm. your company is easily identifiable. People get it. It's like, you know, they get that they've landed in your world. And then what's the third thing that needs to be in place before you jump out there using social media to build your brand?
Yeah, the content strategy. What is it that you're going to write? How are you going to communicate with your target audience? What does your target audience want to hear? Because you don't want to be that annoying person in the background that's just constantly posting stuff that isn't relevant to your brand mm-hmm. or to what's going on. So there's some fun ways that you can figure out how to be the content producer. So,
well, this is really interesting. And correct me if I'm wrong, Tira, but I would almost think that the content is more important than the other things. I mean, if you have really compelling content, but maybe you're not quite branded, you know, perfectly across all the platforms, well, obviously you need to have a proper target market. But if you have really compelling content, does that cover a multitude of sins in terms of your social media efforts, or are all three of these things sort of equal in terms of success?
You know, I think they're all equal at some degree, because you don't want to produce a whole bunch of content if you mm-hmm. don't have a page that represents your company. Because if somebody is really liking or, you know, really engaging and sharing, because they're going to eventually come back to your Facebook page or your LinkedIn page and go, okay, who is this company? What are mm-hmm. they doing? I'm really intrigued by what they're saying. Or say they share your link or your article or your post. If they share that, then somebody else is going to see that, and they're going to want to know who you are. So you mm-hmm. always want to be able to have your brand presence on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Just, you know, it's a very simple thing. It's very inexpensive to do, but once you have that presence, then you can go out and create content like crazy. So, it's key to have that done before you start doing content. I won't start promoting any of my clients' stuff until they have a brand presence.
Okay. Okay, great. And so then so here I am, I'm an executive or I'm an entrepreneur, and I don't have a lot of time to sort of generate this content. So, you know, what types of content can I share, or, you know, how do I, you know, what if I don't have time to write a lengthy, you know, white paper length blog post 3 times a week? Like, what are some ways I can sort of, you know, get out there and still get some content out there and yet, you know, still run my business or go to my 10 meetings a day at work.
Right. Right. When I work with my clients, I like to kind of share with them four different people that they can be as content producers. So the four would be, are you the professor? Because the professor is the know-it-all guy who educates and explains everything. Are you the air traffic controller? Are you directing people to other resources that can be useful to your audience so they can see you as someone that can help them, you know, cut through the clutter? Are you the wonderer? Are you asking your audience questions? Do you draw the audience in and kick off a dialogue? Or are you going to be the reporter? Are you going to tell people what you're working on and what you're thinking? And then this just repopulates the content and keeps things going. So I love to kind of categorize, because everybody can be all of these people. Mm-hmm. But if you're in a hurry and you just want to share an article that you just read, then you just pop that up and people can share it, and you can just write, oh, I just read this amazing article. Here's what I think about it. And then you link the article. So there's lots of different ways to produce content. You don't have mm-hmm. to think of yourself as writing these huge segments every time you want to post something. A lot of time on my wall or on my blog, I like to share articles that I've read that I know are relevant to my clients. So I'm probably the professor, probably air traffic controller most of the time.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So this makes sense. So I love these four sort of, personas, right? So there's the professor, there's the air traffic controller, the wanderer, and the reporter. I love that. And I think that it, it's so interesting that you broke this into four different personas, because, you know, I think that a lot of people, I know I do, I know my clients do, think about, social media or blogging, and they think only about, I got to be the professor. I do not have time to be the professor, because I don't have time to generate all this content myself. But then if you think about the air traffic controller and directing people to resources, or just asking questions that spark a dialogue as the wanderer, or the reporter telling people, you know, what you're working on and thinking, I think that those are great frameworks to think about how you're going to provide content. Who are you as a content provider? Yeah. And coming up with strategy.
Yeah, and if we have time just to share a couple of ideas for your audience of types of content, there's the how-to articles and expert interviews. And what I like to do is
tell me what the how-to articles are. We have a couple minutes before break. So the how-to articles are just what they sound like, I would imagine.
Yeah, just sharing things that you've read. A lot of times, you know, people are reading constantly. So I tell my clients, if you read an article and you really like it, you know, save it in a Word doc and then link to it later on in a blog or a post. Mm-hmm. If you create an editorial calendar around your content, you're going to be able to talk about different things. Like this week is midwifery week. Who would have known that this week was midwifery week? But for those clients that have, target market or audience in that group, well, you definitely want to put that out there. So you can go online and type in National Awareness Month, and it'll pull up all of the things breast cancer, when Breast Cancer Awareness Month is, when Movember is, mm-hmm. National Pet Month. So there's all these things that can help you generate content or just acknowledge that those things are going on. So there's, you know, of course, the holiday seasons and company events and product launches. But there's a lot of ways, if you feel like you're drying out and you're not quite sure what to write, you know, go tap into some of these other resources and just have fun with the things that are going on nationally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's really, really great. And so give us some other examples of types of content. So there's how-to articles. There's what other kinds of things might one share in terms of content?
Well, you can do expert interviews. So if you wanted to either put yourself up and talk about a topic and then, you know, put that up on YouTube and then link it, or if you mm-hmm. want to interview somebody else in your industry, there's book reviews or products and service reviews, case studies, what's working, what doesn't, weekly wrap-up news stories this week in the news. So there's a lot of different things that people can do for content. And you're right. I mean, you said it at the beginning. Content is key. Mm-hmm. Because if you can have all these social media platforms built, but mm-hmm. if you don't have content on them and you're not doing it on a daily or weekly basis, you're going to lose that audience. So
right.
You definitely want to produce content, but don't be intimidated by content, because there's a lot of different techniques and tools out there. Hootsuite, you can go in and write up a bunch of different posts and then have those posted out. And just a sneaky little blog trick that I do, I use WordPress for my blogs. And, you know, sometimes I don't have time to write a blog, you know, once a week. So what I'll do is I'll spend 2 hours and I'll write, you know, 5 blogs, but I'll have them scheduled to post once a week. So I'm done for a month of blogs. So
great. That's a great strategy. That's a wonderful strategy. So good. So we're going to come back and talk about, you know, those sort of 5 strategies that folks who are listening can use to build their brand using social media. So we'll be right back to talk about those 5 things out of all of this wonderful information Tira has shared with us. So I'm Rasheryl McCreary, your host of The Leader in the Muse. Tira McElvey is our guest today. She's the CEO of Rendezvous Strategies, and you are listening to us on Voice America Business Channel. Stay tuned.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
Stock prices plunging, home prices receding, and unemployment growing.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Leadership is a vital skill set in today's competitive global economy. Being a leader is not enough. To succeed, you must optimize your performance and know how to imbue others in your organization with leadership skills. Practical, actionable leadership insights are the focus of Leadership Development News, hosted each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, by Kathy Greenberg and Relly Nadler on the Voice America Business Channel. Doctors Greenberg and Nadler, who coach global leaders on how to be most effective, will share their insights and contacts. The path to leadership excellence begins here.
The business community's first choice in Internet talk radio, Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rasheryl McCreary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's muse@leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
And welcome back to The Leader and the Muse. This is Rasheryl McCreary. I'm your host, and Tira McElvey is with us today. She is the CEO of Rendezvous Strategies. She's also a social media guru and business development expert. And we are back. We have been talking about how to build your brand with social media. And right before the break, we were talking about content strategy. And Tira shared this these wonderful ideas about how to be a content provider and sort of the 4 personas of being a content provider. You can be the professor, or you can be an air traffic controller, or you can be the wanderer, or you can be a reporter. She also shared with us the types of content that you can share. You can do how-to articles, expert interviews, reviews, case studies, news stories, all kinds of things. The one thing that she mentioned earlier, though, that I want to just revisit really quickly is that with your content, whatever content you choose or whatever mix of content you choose to get out there, whatever persona or mix of personas your voice sort of shows up as, you've got to have an organized system and way of doing it. So one part of that was the editorial calendar. And another part of that is looking at automated systems to get your stuff out there on a regular basis so you're not just a prisoner to your computer. Did I recap that fairly well, Tira?
Yes, definitely. I mean, you have to have a strategy and a plan, because if you don't, you're going to flop. So you definitely want to create an editorial calendar and, you know, keep track. There are tools on LinkedIn and Facebook where you can see when your users are you know, looking at your content. So, you know, you want to post things when that's happening. There's analytics and statistics that can show you that. So yes, you did recap that.
Okay, great. So one thing I'd like to leave listeners with in this last segment is really thinking about five strategies or five things that they can do, anyone listening can do, to really help them build and or leverage their brand using social media. So we've talked about a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you had to just sort of extract five things, can you do that for us and leave us with five things that we could actually use?
Yes. So identify who your target market is. I mean, we've kind of already touched a little bit on that, but definitely identify who your target market is. Mm-hmm. Brand your pages.
Okay. Hang on a second. So we have a little time to sort of flesh those out. So,
okay.
So just if you can share just a little bit about how you might identify your target market. Now, for some of my clients who are in a corporate environment, let's say that you have an executive who is looking to go from a VP level to a senior vice president level. It becomes pretty clear to that exec who the target audience is. It's going to be the decision makers. It's going to be the leader, the higher level leadership that's going to make promotion decisions. So that's going to be their sort of their primary target market. So that becomes pretty easy. But what if you're an entrepreneur? What's maybe one or two ways you can sort of figure out who your target market is?
Well, a lot of times if you talk to your client, your current clients or your current customers, and you find out, you know, maybe what they read, what social media platforms they're on, you can find out, you know, how to get in front of that specific target market. But a lot of times, I mean, like I tell my clients, there are two different types of target markets. You have the people that buy, and you have the people that refer. Mm-hmm. So you want to get in front of both of those markets. So, you know, if you're in the medical industry, you have, you know, the patients and you have the people that are going to refer patients. So there are always two areas to focus on, and social media platforms offer a lot of different ways to align yourself with those groups and those target markets with, you know, industry searches, to follow people on Twitter that are related to your industry, to find, and LinkedIn, there's all these groups that you can join. You can join CEO groups. You can join specific groups. If you drive a BMW, there's BMW groups. So there's all these different groups that are specific to your target market that, okay, if you just go into LinkedIn and you search those groups, align yourself with that target market and those referral markets, because that's how you'll generate business.
Great. So number one is find your target market. You gave us a great overview on how we might do that. So what's number two? What's the second strategy?
Brand. You have to brand those, social media platforms.
Okay.
And there's simple ways to do it. So definitely, you know, brand and get your logo and your identity and talk about your services. Put your services up and what you do, products and services.
Great, great. So branding is also important. And just like I work with my customers in, you know, in brand you, part of what we look at for the individual is, is your environment aligned with your brand? Is your image aligned with your brand? Is your presence aligned with your brand? So here we're talking again about an element of your brand environment is how you're showing up on social media. Great. Mm-hmm. So what's number three?
You know, we talked about content strategy, but overall, I would just call that the social media strategy. Like,
okay,
what is it? Where are you going to play? Who are you going to play with? And how are you going to play?
Okay, great, great. And then what's number four?
Get involved in all the communities and groups that are available to you. Facebook and LinkedIn, you can create groups and communities and become an expert in your industry by answering questions and getting involved in a lot of different things.
Great. And then what's your fifth strategy or tip you can leave listeners with?
Well, you know, there's so many more to go beyond five.
Right.
But I think, you know, one of the key takeaways is just to be generous with the people that you are involved with in your community. If someone follows you on Twitter, send them a message and thank them for following you. You know, same if they retweet, thank you for retweeting. You know, we've lost a lot of this personal touch with social media, and it's really nice to kind of bring that back somehow where you can, you know, send personal messages to somebody on Facebook if they shared it or LinkedIn or, you know, and I know that might seem a bit overwhelming, but, you know, if somebody refers to you, send them something to thank them. You know, I mean, that generosity is still part of who we are. And it's really important, even through social media, to stay connected from that personal level.
Absolutely. And it's interesting. I think that, you know, in traditional media or in more traditional ways that we have communicated in the past, you did send a thank you card. You know, you did, you naturally did, you thanked people. Those were just things that were, the polite and proper and correct things to do, just from a manners, you know, an etiquette standpoint, and then certainly in building a business. And I think sometimes social media can feel a little impersonal because, you don't really see the other people or interact in the same kinds of ways. And some of those, etiquette things can slip and they have a huge impact.
Yeah,
have a huge impact. So great. So Tira, the wonderful thing that I want you to leave with guests, we have about another minute here, is to just give us a little overview of what you do. We have a minute before we end. And if you would tell us what you do at Rendezvous Strategies and how you can help listeners build their brand with social media, what can you offer them?
Well, you know, each client's different. So we sit down with our clients and we figure out, you know, what it is that they're wanting to accomplish. And then we kind of work our way back from there. So what they want to accomplish, how do we go about accomplishing it, who that target market is, and then what's the message that we want to get out and what channels do we want to do. So social media, of course, is my favorite one to get onto, but it doesn't mean that that's the only one. So, you know, there are different personal touches and, you know, personal things that you can do to build and grow a client base. So it's finding out how to go about doing that. So, you know, whether it's an info card or a nice little kit that you're going to be mailing somebody after you call them, or, you know, there are so many different ways of building and growing your business, utilizing, you know, social media and utilizing just personal care and personal touch to, you know, have those people buy from people.
Right. And so with Rendezvous, you help people do the five things that we sort of talked about in terms of, you know, identifying their target market, having a brand strategy, figuring out what voice they want to show up in and deliver the strategy, coming up with a schedule, some kind of editorial calendar and automated systems so that they can then be on social media in a consistent way. Those are all things that you do at Rendezvous Strategies. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're a guide in this field and in this industry, and our main objective is to bring companies and clients together, and hence the name Rendezvous.
Excellent.
So we find all the different ways to do that.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Tira. It's been wonderful having you. Thank you, listeners. Check Tira out at rendezvousstrategies.com, and you can reach her, Tira, Tyra, at rendezvousstrategies.com. And this is Rasheryl McCreary, your host of The Leader in the Muse, and we will be back next Friday at 12 noon Pacific.
Thank you again for listening to The Leader and the Muse with Rasheryl McCreary. Please join us again next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. See you then.